America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Hayes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us in the studio, and we're delighted to have you with us at home. I hope you're with us on our last show. If you were not, a very fine champion, Jan Rope, she got to exactly what she wanted. She picked up a lot of lovely prizes. She got a trip, and she got to the cars. And the two cars, she and her husband needed new cars, and she took them. And with a lot of cash, Jan Rope's left us with $32,071 in cash and prizes. We congratulate a fine champion. So we have three new challengers, and here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew.
Oh, new dress. I haven't seen that. Nice.
Took me 3 weeks to pick it up.
Who did you bring for us?
Our first contestant grew up in the sky from Edgewood, New Mexico. Help us welcome Tony Nepon.
Tony.
And this lady has a lot on her plate. Originally from East Meadow, New York, here is Jenny Tennyson.
Hi, Jenny.
And this man enjoys being puzzled. From Oceanside, California, say hello to Lynn Schwabach.
Hello there, Lynn. We'll see you a little later with some bargain summer. Let's get acquainted with these nice people before we get into the game. Tony, you grew up in the sky.
Jim, I started flying when I was 14 years old, and I haven't come down since. I just love to fly.
Oh, why? Do you fly professionally now?
Yes, I do now.
Well, delighted to have you with us. Jenny, you have a lot on your plate.
Yes, that's a pun, Jim, in reference to the fact that I'm a plate collector. I have Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz, the whole series.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting collection. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Len, what's this about enjoying being puzzled?
Well, yeah, Jim, I really enjoy crossword puzzles, and I really would go to any extreme to find the good Sunday puzzle.
Oh, there are some good ones. Nice to have you here with us, Len. I hope you're good at this game. We wish all of you well. $20 starts you off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. And let's get started with this for $5. On March 6, 1981, he anchored the CBS Evening News for the last time. Len?
Cronkite.
That's Walter Cronkite. You're right. $5 on the plus side. Len goes to 25. What do you call the nut that hangs around in oak trees? Len.
Acorn.
Yeah, boy, I could add any number of names after that, too, but acorn it is. You go to 30. In the tale from the Arabian Nights, what did Aladdin rub in order to summon Tony?
His magic lamp.
Yes, that's right. To get the genie, he did the lamp, and you go to 25. When you are feeling healthy, you might say that you're fit as, Len?
A fiddle.
That's right. Fit as a fiddle it is. Except for Jay Stewart, who's as fit as a tuba. But we, no, Jay said I could say that. Okay, you're right for another five, Len. What game is played with 28 rectangular pieces? Jenny?
Rectangular checkers.
What's that?
Checkers.
No, with from 0 to 6 dots on each end. Dominoes. Yeah, dominoes. Sorry about that. I have a theory about dominoes, but we won't go into that now. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer. It's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Len, you have the lead. You've got yourself a $10 lead over Tony. How about this?
Lynn buying this instant bargain will be no sweat because it's Fetters Whisper Quiet Room Air Conditioner, powered by a high-efficiency rotary compressor, furnished by Fetters Air Conditioning USA. And it's normally priced at $494. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
It's hot in Oceanside, California, Lynn.
Oh, yes.
Cool off nice. Your first opportunity to buy. And I want to start things off good for you. You've got a $10 lead. You can have the air conditioner for the value of one question, $5. And as I say, let's start things off good. Give you $200 in cash to help you with the electric bill. $694
electric bills
bargain.
Are high down there.
You would still have the lead. Going once. Yeah, he's going to buy that. Try the air conditioner. Try the cash. Cost you just $5. We knock it off your score down to 30, but still in the lead. What famous brothers comedy team made a film entitled Duck Soup? Tony.
Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers it is, and Tony now ties Lynn for the lead at 30. John Garner, Henry Wallace, Harry Truman. Tony.
Vice Presidents of the United States.
More information, please.
Roosevelt's Vice President.
They were all Vice President under what president? You are right, and it is Franklin Roosevelt. You got it. You're in the lead. The Pearl, The Red Pony, and Of Mice and Men. Ginny.
Steinbeck.
Yes, indeed. John Steinbeck wrote it, and Ginny goes back to 20. Time now for the Fame Game. The players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a professional athlete born in Baltimore in 1895. In the 1916 and 1918, Ginny?
Jesse Owens?
No. Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 20. But we'll clear the board. Continue for Tony and Lynn. In the 1916 and 1918 World Series, I pitched 29 consecutive scoreless innings for the Boston Red Sox. But since I was a good hitter, I became an outfielder. Lynn.
Babe Ruth.
Yes, indeed. Babe Ruth it is. From Baltimore. Len, nine numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you choose.
Let's try number six.
And behind number six, we have a microwave. For a little kitchen magic, the space-saving microwave oven that can even be mounted under your kitchen cabinet. Cooks so many foods so well. From Green and Roberts.
That's very nice. Great, great prize. Len, who was it that went, oh, out there in the audience?
I've got a few people out there cheering me on.
I think they like the microwave. Well, that's nice. We will be right back after this. Scores have been bouncing around with all three players going for that buzzer. Tony at 35, Len at 30, Ginny at 20. Back with this. Traditionally, what kind of jelly is served with roast leg of lamb? Len.
Mint.
Yes, right before the buzzer. You got it. And you're right for another five, tying Tony. In one of their hit songs, in what strange and colorful vessel do the Beatles say they live, Tony?
A yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine in Venus. Tony back in the lead by five. What does an Italian mean when he says, non capisco? Tony.
I do not understand.
Well, I'll repeat it for you. No, that's right. That's exactly what it is, Tony. You got another five going to 45. What kind of evergreen tree comes in varieties known as slash, loblolly, Jeffrey, bristlecone, ponderosa, and lodgepole? Tony.
Pine trees.
Yeah, well, you believe they are all pine trees. That's right. And Tony goes to 50. Well, Tony Lynn got a great prize by being in the lead before. Another instant bargain, and you are in the lead by $15. Oh, let Tony look at these.
Tony, for once, you'll enjoy seeing double with Jim and Summer TVs. They're 19-inch color sets with one-button picture balance control and illuminated channel indicators, furnished by Sharp. These great TVs are normally priced at $878, but today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $10.
Almost $900 worth of color TVs. Two color TVs, Tony. Cost you just $10. And like Len before, if you bought them, you would still be in the lead. You would have a $5 lead. And like Len before, I'll also give you $200. Over a $1,000 bargain, two TVs, $200, and you still have the lead. Going! Go! He's going to buy. Yes, indeed. Great deal. Enjoy that. Enjoy them. Enjoy the cash. Over a $1,000 bargain. We knock just $10 off your score. You're in the lead by five. In a newspaper editorial, what is John Public's middle initial? Tony?
Q.
John Q. Public it is. You got five of the ten right back. And again, you're a $10 lead over Len. According to superstition, this type of person has no reflection, no shadow. Ginny?
Vampire.
Yeah, he can't stand garlic either. That's right. A vampire it is. And Ginny goes to 25. On a globe, what do we call the line in the northern hemisphere? Len?
I was going to say the equator.
Oh, which corresponds to the Tropic of Capricorn in the southern. I think you would have known it if you had finished it. Tropic of Cancer is what it is. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Len. Quick buzzer cost you. The president who followed Lincoln had the same surname as the president, Tony?
Johnson.
As the president who followed Kennedy. What was it? Yes, indeed, Johnson it is. Andrew or Lyndon, as a matter of fact. You're right for another five. In January of 1985, this song was recorded by more than 40 of pop music's Ginny.
We Are the World.
To raise money for famine relief in Africa, We Are the World it is. Ginny makes it closer. Tying Len for second place at 30. Interesting with all the good that's been done with We Are the World, a very unusual thing. In April, the record was played simultaneously on thousands of radio stations all over the world. But did you know also it was also played on Muzak? And that was only the second time that human voices were played on Muzak. The only other time you heard a human voice on Muzak was when they announced the release of the Iranian hostages. We'll be right back. Very interesting fact about the We Are the World and the Muzak. Someone asked, what's Muzak? I always think of it as elevator music is what that is. Tony at 50 and Ginny and Len both at 30 back with us. And again, the fame game, a $5, $10, and $15 money card on the board now. We're looking for a famous thing. I was once part of many Muslim households in Middle Eastern and Asian countries. My name came from an Arabic word meaning forbidden. I'm also known, Len.
Harem?
Harem is exactly what it is. Nicely done. Limited information. Len, eight numbers up there. You found a great prize and your fans jumped before. What are you going to find this time?
Well, let's hope they jump at number seven.
And behind number 7, we have louver drapes, vertical blinds, choose from over 100 new fabric colors and patterns, a modern window covering designed for easy care that rotates and traverses to control light and heat, furnished by louver drapes.
Boy, they sure went through the ceiling with those louver drapes, I'm telling you. It's $500 worth of blinds, though.
Thank you. They are yours to keep. Thank you very much.
Didn't find the money cards. They stay up there. We'll add the 25 a little later. Back with us for all three of you. Upon its completion in 1914, the ocean voyage from New York to San Francisco was shortened by... Ginny?
The Titanic hit an iceberg.
Only if it was on the Panama Canal when it did it. Ocean voyage from New York to San Francisco was shortened by 8,000 miles in the completion of the Panama Canal. Sorry about that, Jenny. You lose $5. You're talking to someone vis-a-vis. What's that, Len?
Very quietly to their face.
Yes, that's right. Face to face it is. I had to hear face, and I heard it before that buzzer, and you go to 35. Instant bargain, and Tony, you have a $15 lead now. You bought... Oh, Tony. Boy, would you like this?
Tony, you'll feel like dancing on your trip to beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Puerto Vallarta for a week's vacation at the Los Tulos Hotel, private club and resort, air-conditioned gourmet restaurants, swimming pools, and lush tropical beaches in Puerto Vallarta, furnished by the Los Tulos Hotel. This great getaway is normally priced at $1,386. And today on sale of this entry, it's yours for only $15.
Great trip. Great trip. Have you ever been to Puerto Vallarta, Tony?
Never have, Jim.
I have, and it is a wonderful place. One of my favorite places to go vacation. $1,386 vacation. $15 it would cost you. Coincidentally, you have a $15 lead. So if you bought it, you would be in a tie. You wouldn't be trailing, but you'd have yourself a great vacation. Again, I'll give you to what, Len?
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
One, yes.
Great trip.
Great trip, yes. Ginny would like it.
No doubt in my mind what
yes.
I would do.
The ladies will lend... That's yes, absolutely. Len has no doubt. The ladies will even lend you the louver drapes to go that they're so thrilled about. Again, I'll give you $200 in cash, making it a $1,500 vacation, and you would be in a tie with Len.
These are two smart people.
They are, but a trip like this is going to cost you. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I thought he might like that vacation. I know I would have. We'll be right back. Tony, who told me that he goes to Mexico once a week on business, somehow I know why he didn't buy the Mexican trip. He's at 50, and 35, and 25. Back with us. What's the last name? Otto, Albert, Charles, and John, the...
And this beautiful bird, normally priced at $12,500, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
And Len, of course, $750 gets every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot, $82,000.
That's rising, $82,000. That's a total of $141,073 in cash and prizes. Now, Len... Len definitely has an eye for the ladies. Every time I step in with Karen, step in with Summer, he doesn't look at me. It's like I'm not even... Well, Len, I'll let you stand there with Karen. That's all right. You stand there with Summer, and I'll just walk out of the way. Now. Would you like to put your arm around Summer there?
That's what I do.
Sure. All right, you be comfortable there, Len. While you're comfortable, Len, think about taking the camera and leaving us. Leaving Summer, leaving Karen and... Or... playing on and maybe winning a cruise. Then you can really talk with Summer or Karen or Dara. We'll find out in a moment what he's going to do. Back with our champion, Len Swalbuck. You have enough money, you can buy that camera and leave us. Put your money in the bank. The next thing up the line is the Mediterranean cruise. Len, what's it going to be?
Jim, even though the camera is real nice and I'm having such a good time, I think I'm coming back.
All right, we'll put his money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000, $83,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of...